Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
From lackluster clashes of the Titans going on to become arguably one of the most iconic matchups in the history of the business, to gimmicky grudge matches that were so horrendous you had no choice but to surrender to the madness. These are those simply atrocious battles that somehow earned a soft spot in many a fan's heart. Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 terrible wrestling matches everybody loves. Number 10, Bret Hart vs Vince McMahon, WrestleMania 26. After the infamous events of Montreal all those years ago, fans simply wanted to take in the visual of a returning Bret the Hitman Hart getting some physical revenge on Vince McMahon after screwing him on his way out of WWE back in 1997. And though the actual content of said beatdown wasn't exactly inspired, with Mr. McMahon simply running around like a scared weasel before getting repeatedly knocked silly by the Hart family at ringside, and a weapon-wielding hitman throughout the no-holds-barred fight, it did at least feel therapeutic. Another WrestleMania classic to add to Bret's collection, this was not. It never needed to be, though, thanks largely to the fact Hart was forbidden from bumping on the back of his lawsuit with Lloyd's of London, a match nobody genuinely thought would ever be brought into existence, was always destined to turn into a plodding, drawn-out, one-sided ass-kicking. But you'd be lying if you said you didn't thoroughly enjoy the sight of good old Bret finally getting the visual last laugh over Vinnie Mac under the bright lights of his greatest creation. Number 9, John Cena vs. The Fiend, WrestleMania 36. Credit to Bray Wyatt, John Cena, and WWE for trying to think a little outside the box when it came to one of the marquee WrestleMania 36 showdowns unfortunately forced to go down inside of an empty performance center. That being said, the all-round insanity that can be found going down during this Firefly Funhouse slice of madness still brought with it a few guilty pleasure highlights along the way. From the face that runs the place going full muscle man, spouting out ruthless aggression in full 2002 mode, and donning an NWO shirt for a too sweet what if beat, to Wyatt doing his best Eric Bischoff. A physical battle for the ages was nowhere to be seen, yet if you were looking for a few cheap pops in the thick of a terrifying global pandemic, then Wyatt and Cena had you covered. Number 8, Brock Lesnar vs. Goldberg, WrestleMania 20. This was just bizarre, wasn't it? And it's still hilariously odd to behold nearly two decades later. With both Brock Lesnar and Bill Goldberg's exits from WWE being made known in the lead-up to this once highly anticipated Battle of the Monsters, it became clear about 20 seconds into their WrestleMania 20 battle that it was going to be a long, final night at the office for the pair. Special guest referee Stone Cold Steve Austin could do nothing but sit back and watch the car crash unfold, as waves of goodbye and you sold out chants rained down on the departing rivals. And it was the priceless hijacking of this never-ending spell of posturing that made this one of the most enjoyable disasters ever to grace the grandest stage. The actual content of the match was about as forgettable as it comes, but Austin's stunning of both of the soon-to-be former WWE stars on their way out the door bookended one of the balmiest and unintentionally funniest blockbuster collisions you're ever likely to witness. Number 7, Rey Mysterio vs. Seth Rollins, the horror show at Extreme Rules 2020. With Rey Mysterio and Seth Rollins gripped in a blood feud heading into the July 2020 PLE, a ton of eye shenanigans had ultimately set the stage for the pair to settle the score in none other than an eye-for-an-eye match. Unsurprisingly, what with the rivals being two of the finest performers on the roster, the match itself was a ton of ludicrous eye-targeting fun. Mysterio once again proved he simply hasn't aged a day in the last 20 years, and a heelish Rollins was at his innovative best throughout. The glorious chemistry shared between the two in this daft contest, however, is understandably overshadowed by a farcical conclusion consisting of Ray Ray having his rubber eye popped out of his skull, and the Visionary seemingly chucking up at the sight of the comical over-the-top finish. But even that undoubtedly silly closing stretch was the best kind of dumb, with the throwaway line of his eye is sticking out of his head perfectly summing up why many would quite happily sit through this chaos time and time again. Number 6, The Giant vs. Hulk Hogan, Halloween Havoc 1995. After surviving falling off the top of the arena, Paul White would dramatically re-emerge to take on the Hulkster in the main event of Halloween Havoc 1995. And your typical Hogan title defense would ensue as the pair staggered around the ring for 10 minutes or so. This all then led to the sort of overbooked finish WCW ultimately became synonymous with, as Jimmy Hart knocked down the ref, forcing a DQ victory for the Giant, and eventually turned on Hogan before joining the Dungeon of Doom. But wait, there was more. Paying off the reveal of a frozen block of ice supposedly holding an insurance policy for the group, by the name of the Yeti on a prior edition of Nitro, and the campiest of all debuts soon became a magnificent reality. Honestly, the visual of Ron Reese wrapped in bandages helping the Giants give a helpless Hogan and Randy Savage some relentless cuddles is enough to force even the coldest of souls to crack a smile. It's unequivocally excruciating, but you simply cannot take your eyes away from this legendary car crash.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Number 5, the Intercontinental Championship Elimination Chamber, Elimination Chamber 2015. The Elimination Chamber has played host to some hugely memorable bouts of multi-person madness over the years, and 2015's Intercontinental Championship edition was no different. But instead of being fondly remembered for dominant performances or jaw-dropping spots, this battle to crown a new mid-card title holder is often cited as the biggest disaster the hellacious structure has ever unleashed. And that's precisely what makes it such a wonderful chunk of unforgettable mayhem to revisit. Things quickly began to unravel in the wake of Mark Henry's pod accidentally being broken by Wade Barrett, with this unexpected introduction quickly forcing a change of plan. This then resulted in the majority of the field sporting entirely confused expressions on their faces for the remainder of the contest, and likely influenced the many baffling subsequent developments, such as Henry oddly breaking up Barrett's attempts to put away Dolph Ziggler with a wasteland. What were you doing, Mark? Ziggler's attempting to steady the sinking ship with audible spot calling, and even more confusion surrounding Sheamus's seemingly malfunctioning pod all helped cement this particular chamber outing as the calamitous gift that just kept on giving. Number 4, Shawn Michaels vs. Hulk Hogan, SummerSlam 2005. The original plan for this icon vs. legend program reportedly would have seen Shawn Michaels and Hulk Hogan take part in a best of three series. But Hogan ultimately wanted nothing to do with any of that, and it was his backing out of the subsequent matches that paved the way for HBK going into Brassed Off Selling Overdrive in their one and only single showdown. Yet far from rejecting the sight of Michaels making a fool out of the supposed babyface on the night, those in attendance and watching around the world absolutely lapped up the veteran's excessive bumping and slapstick selling. Sure, it may have transformed what could have been one of the biggest matches of the 2000s into little more than a 20-minute joke, but Michaels' admittedly unprofessional professional call to be a pain in the butt, as he put it, for his iconic adversary, still sits as one of the most entertaining outings ever to flip onto the SummerSlam stage. Number 3, Big Show vs. Aki Bono, WrestleMania 21. Big Show's quest to best the mighty real-life sumo wrestling star Aki Bono at his own game is up there with the most surreal visuals the land of sports entertainment has ever produced, and that is saying something. Over in around a minute, the brief clash of the giants in a sumo bout isn't exactly gonna change your life. But witnessing two 500-pound humans colliding with one another in mawashis definitely boasted the odd big lad highlight, including Aki Bono suddenly being hoisted up by Show, before the latter is swiftly dumped off the canvas like the biggest sack of spuds you've ever laid your eyes on. Admittedly, it's little more than two larger-than-life humans slapping and hugging each other for 60 seconds in their oversized underwear. Yet there's still a surprising amount of joy to be found in this bizarre throwaway Mania special attraction. Number 2, Kenny Omega vs. Jon Moxley, AEW Revolution 2021. Fully embracing the exploding barbed wire deathmatch surroundings they found themselves in, the violent pair took great pleasure in launching one another into various barbed wire weapons and ropes. With both world-class individuals gushing blood in their efforts to walk out of Daly's place as the AEW World Champion. As savage as it was routinely innovative throughout, the bout was building towards what seemed like the perfect crescendo. After a second one-winged angel attempt through a chair thanks to some good brother assistance, Mox was defeated. But the night didn't end there, with Mox being left for dead in the middle of the ring as the countdown clock signaled an incoming catastrophic explosion, only for the end product to consist of the rather embarrassing visual of Eddie Kingston risking his life to save his pal from those deadliest of sparklers. There's no getting around the fact that said underwhelming closing stretch was about as terrible a pay-per-view conclusion as AEW are ever likely to experience. But never forget that the gruesome, gripping action up to that point is still worthy of admiration. Number 1, Hulk Hogan vs. Andre the Giant, WrestleMania 3. There's a solid chance you will not be able to find a single person walking this planet today who has not witnessed Hulk Hogan's remarkable feat of strength at WrestleMania 3. But away from the power slam heard around the world in the Hulkster's main event battle with Andre the Giant, there wasn't actually an awful lot more to write home about, was there? With Andre not moving all too well due to the sheer stress of his 520-pound weight on his bones and joints, much of the match just consisted of the champ being tossed around like a cruiserweight and squeezed into submission by the giant challenger. Hell, Dave Meltzer even went as far as to give the contest a pitiful -4-star rating when all was said and done. Yet while the action itself was about as disappointing as it gets, none of that really mattered, did it? All those packed into the Pontiac Silverdome cared about was seeing the Hulkster slam his titanic rival and drop the title defending leg. And when that finally happened, both an instantly iconic wrestling moment and many a new wrestling fan was born. And that's our list. Know of any other terrible wrestling matches everybody loves? Let us know all about them in the comment section right down below, and do not forget to like, share, and click on that subscribe button while you're at it. Also, if you like this kind of thing, then head on over to whatculture.com and find some more fantastic articles just like the one this video you're watching right this second is based on. I've been Gareth from What Culture Wrestling. Thank you as always for watching this lovely video today. Hopefully I'll see your faces very, very soon, but in the meantime, be good to yourself. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.